Let's just keep on moving, people. Let's just keep on moving. All right? You don't want to get all this mad. Come on, man. Won't you get on the move? Yeah, just keep on laughing, lady. Just keep on laughing. Teeth so yellow when you smile, Carl, slow down. Let's just keep on moving, people. Let's just keep on moving. You don't want to get all this mad.
Excuse me, man. Where's the elevator?
What that flow you looking for?
Number four.
What you want to do, okay, is just say it around there. Just say elevator, okay? Hey, boy, let me give you a little advice, all right? Whenever you get in trouble with a word, you want to use your vowels, okay? Elevator. I want you to go look for some vowels.
Thank you.
All right, no, thank God you're on the radio because you're ugly as hell. Now go on. Let's go. Move, people. Let's go. You're grown folks. Let's go. Let's move. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
Strong from WGCI Chicago.
Welcome to Detroit. Go right in.
Thank you.
Vinnie Brown, program director, and Wendy Williams, Kiss FM, New York City.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Go right in and enjoy.
Okay, we'll do. Okay, man.
What's up?
Yeah. Montaigne in the house. WZUP. Detroit's in the house.
What's that name again?
Martin Pink. WZUP. Detroit.
What up? Well, I'm sorry. You're not in this register.
What you might want to do is check that list again, okay? It should say, Martin, what's up, Payne? What's up? What's up?
What's up? I'm sorry. You're not in this register.
You gonna give me one of these.
No, you gonna get on out of here. You don't want me to call Otis.
Hi, Frank Lozano, Power 106.
Yo, man, what's up, man? They acting like they don't know me up in here. She's saying I ain't on the list.
Martin, you're not on the list. I ain't paying $25 to get you in here, man. We're going in through the back door, okay? Sean's in the kitchen. Soon as he gets us each a broom, we're going to follow him into the ballroom, okay?
You know what, Stan?
What?
I'm out of here, man.
All right. Martin, so touchy.
Look, you pay the $25 and I'll reimburse you.
$25? Mm-hmm. Stan, you still owe me $3, man, that I lent you to buy them condoms.
Well, Martin, as long as I owe you, you'll never go broke. Excuse me, Martin, there are four ladies here. This is a convention that can only mean one thing.
What's that, Stan?
I'm gonna be owing you another $3.
Excuse me.
Nah. Excuse me, that's my fault.
Oh, hey, you're that guy who got thrown out of line. Are you having trouble getting in? Because I've got an extra badge.
Nah, I'm cool. No, they know me up in here. What? Don't you go ahead, man. No, see, I'm on the VIP list, so I'll be going in about 30 minutes. You know, they want us to make an entrance, you know.
I see. Well,
yes.
Maybe I'll see you inside then.
Oh, most definitely.
Bye.
Martin, what did she say to you, man?
Look,
what?
Don't you know who that is? That's Monica Hurd. She's got the top talk radio show in all of Florida, man.
Whoa, that little woman?
Yeah, man, and rumor has it that she's in town looking to, like, jump stations.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I bet she'll jump right over out.
No, man, not when I lay out the red carpet and show her the class that What's Up has to offer, baby.
Hey, you guys, Stan, I got the brooms. Come on, the security guard's in the bathroom.
Let's go, Martin. Now, look, hide your face, huh?
Hey, Martin. You missed the after party last night. Man, it was wild. I didn't get home till the sun came up.
Sean, you was partying all night?
Well, no, actually, I left at 11 o'clock, but I got jumped in the alley, and I didn't wake up till the garbage man woke me. But still, it was a wild party.
Sean, are you all right? When I saw those two guys hassling you in the alley last night, I was gonna get out and help, but then the light changed.
Oh, man. Thanks, Stan.
Hey, Martin, congratulate me. I am a genius, and my picture will be on the cover of Black Enterprise magazine.
Oh, Stan, that's beautiful, man. I hope you ain't thinking about wearing that suit, though.
Good one, Martin. Now, look, Martin, you remember Monica Hurd, whom you met at the convention yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Martin, she's gonna be working here. And you see, with her on your show, you'll be getting the male listeners, and she'll be getting the female listeners.
Whoa, 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 man. My show?
Uh-huh.
She ain't doing my show.
Yes, she is, Martin.
No, she's not, man. I do my show the way you make love. Alone.
Martin, what I do at the toll booth while I'm waiting for my change is my own business.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, remember me?
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, Martin, this is your new co-host, Miss Monica Hurd, and I want you both to have a seat and boost my ratings.
I've heard your tapes. You're really good. I think we've got similar styles. So tell me, how do you want to do this?
The same way I did it yesterday. By my damn self.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2.
What up, what up, what's up? Detroit. Got a surprise. I guess I got a co-host. What's your name again?
It looks like I'm going to have to introduce myself. Hello, Detroit. I'm Monica Hurd with the insane Martin Payne. I'm his new co-host, and I can't tell you what an honor it is. I think I need to let all of you ladies out there in on something you probably don't know. Martin is so good-looking in person. He's got the cutest little face and the biggest brown eyes. Ooh, and the sexiest ears.
They already know that. They know me out there, all my little ladies.
So, Martin, what's our topic today?
Unwanted guests.
Really? And how do you deal with that? Sulk?
Oh, you a smartass, huh?
I do all right. So you're saying that a woman would never be president?
No one wants somebody with PMS to have their finger on the button. I mean, one bad cramp and by air, we out.
Well, you're wrong, silly. If a woman was president, there would be no wars.
And how do you figure?
Because if we got mad at a country, we wouldn't bomb them. Mm-hmm. We would just talk about them behind their backs and make fun of the way they dress.
Well, I think we got to get ready to get out of here. I think my engineer's landing a 747.
Or maybe he's trying to dry his fingernail polish.
You go, girl. Well, this is the insane Martin Payne.
And this is Monica Hurd, who always gets the last word. Oh, Martin, this is the end of our first week together.
Aw, oh, damn. It went by so fast. Well, we got to get out of here. We'll see you when we see you. Peace. Oh, man, make fun of the way they dress? That was pretty good.
Well, you're pretty good.
Well, I guess we're just damn good together, huh? Oh.
Well, you just wait, Martin. We just got started, honey. The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
I love being with you. And thanks for making me feel so at home this week. I'll see you Monday. Friendly girl.
Hey! Who, Monica?
You always kiss your co-workers, Martin.
Oh, babe, come on. That wasn't a real kiss. That was a granny kiss, like you kiss your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Kiss, kiss. You know, granny, can I have a dollar? Yes. Mm-hmm.
That didn't look like a grandmother kiss, and she doesn't look much like a grandmother. In fact, Martin, she looks nothing like you said.
What did I say?
You said she looked like Cole in a dress.
She did, babe, on Tuesday. But the girl is making money now. She really fixed herself up, didn't she?
Yeah, I said.
Hey, babe, you know you paranoid, you know that?
Paranoid? What are you talking about?
I mean, why are you here, Gina? Oh, I get it. You spying on me, huh?
Martin, you told me to meet you here for dinner.
I said that?
Yes, Martin.
When, Gina?
Last night in bed.
Oh, that was you? I'm just playing.
Ha, 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 hell. You ready to go?
What are you looking at, Sean?
Nothing.
Oh, okay, so I get it. Okay, you thinking like she thinking, huh? That me and Monica got something. You know what? I ain't got to take this. You know, you set me up. I ain't got to take this. I'll be in the car, all right? And once y'all make up a story about how me and Jenny, the parking lot attendant, is having an affair, huh?
Boy, I hope he isn't. She's stank.
My boys, glad y'all came here, man. I got problems.
What's wrong, man?
I love Gina.
Yeah?
Hey, man, I've been looking for her all my life. I mean, she is the girl of my dreams.
So?
I can't see myself with anybody else. I mean, she's all I think about.
So what's the problem?
You know my co-host Monica Hurd?
Yeah.
I want to knock her boots, man. From here to Czechoslovakia, man.
Look, so you attracted to her, Martin. So what? You are in control of that, man. At least she's not coming on to you.
She gave me the look, man.
Look. Oh, man, I know that look.
Yo, man. She wants me, man. She wants me bad, man. She was giving me crazy rhythm, man. Oh, Tom, Cole, she grabbed her ears. You know what that means when they lock down on the ears, man. Oh, his own. His own like pop, 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 popcorn.
Okay, all right. What are you gonna do?
I don't know, man.
Don't know. It's all a part of being a man, my brother. You understand? See, it's your job to conquer that territory. So you climb that mountain and plant that flag. You understand what I'm saying? It's the call of the wild, you know? Oh! It's the call of the wild.
Listen to him, Martin. You don't even have a real relationship. But you have got Gina. Don't be a fool, man.
I don't know, Tommy, man. I don't know how long I can hold out, man.
Well, just tell her to stop messing with you, that's all.
Man, I ain't never turned a woman down before, man.
I have. Ain't a pretty sight, man. They cry, they beg.
They come after you with a knife. But the good part about all of this is, if you play your cards right, you get to sleep with her one last time. And breakup sex is just the best sex you could ever have. It's emotional.
You stupid.
Hey, baby. Mm. Hey, guys.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
What you doing here, babe?
I just had lunch with a client at the Jamaican restaurant. I brought you some of that jerk chicken you like so much.
Oh, you brought me the jerky jerk. Got the jerky jerk.
Gina, you know, we know how you hate having us hang around, you know, so we gonna be gone.
She does? I didn't know that.
There's a lot you don't know, Cole. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, we'll see. Hurry up.
Mark, was there some man thing going on in here that I just interrupted?
Girl, I love you so much. You know that? I am so glad you came here today.
Martin, if this is what it takes, I'll bring you jerk chicken every day.
You are so funny. And you're cute, too. That's why you my baby.
Martin, what's up?
Nothing, babe. I just gotta go to work. Gina, before I go to work, you gotta tell me you love me.
I love you, Martin. What's wrong?
All right, woo! Ah, nothing's wrong, babe. Just gotta go to work. Pray for me. Oh, this is Martin and Monica. We gotta get ready to get out of here. See you when we see you. Hey! Go ahead.
This has really been a hard week for me.
Me too.
But I want to thank you for making it so easy on me.
Whoa, easy? I'm not easy. I mean, what gave you that idea?
You're so cute.
Would you please stop calling me cute? Listen, Monica, we got to talk, okay?
All right, good, because I got to talk to you.
You do?
Have you ever met someone special, but the timing was all wrong?
Yes.
There's somebody that drives you wild, but you know that you can never have them.
Yes.
Martin, you feel this way too?
I do. I do.
Man, I don't know how much longer I can lie in, alone in my bed at night on fire, dreaming and needing and wanting.
Aching?
Yes. With this burning fire that only one man can extinguish. I mean, all I've been thinking about is a certain cologne and big brown eyes and strong hands and how I want them all over me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Sean, can you give me some ice water, please? Look, Monica, I gotta say something, all right? I don't like hurting people. But I'm in love with Gina.
I know that, Martin.
You do?
Yes. And I'm in love with Stan.
Who?
Our boss, Stan.
Wait. Cheap Stan. Pimp suit wearing Stan.
Yes, of course, Martin. Oh, you didn't think I meant...
Hell no!
Martin, he turned me down. I couldn't believe it. I practically threw myself at him, and he just stood there and looked at me like I owed him money. God, I was so humiliated.
Wait. And then let me get this straight. Stan turned you down?
Yeah. And that's why I can't work here anymore. Will you say goodbye to Stan for me? I really don't want to have to face him again.
Stan turned you down?
Yeah. Goodbye, Martin.
Where's Monica?
She's gone, man. She quit.
Thank God. Boy, she kept coming around, sniffing my cologne, gazing into my eyes, grabbing my hands.
Wait. Stan, huh? You turned her down, man?
You damn right, Martin. What I want with a beautiful young woman? I like my women old, fat, and ugly.
Martin. You were attracted to Monica, weren't you?
What?
Come on, you might as well admit it.
No, I wasn't. All right? I mean, she was cute and all that, but I know what I got.
I didn't say all that. I was just saying you were attracted to her.
No, I wasn't.
Martin, it's no big deal. I've had to work with men I've been attracted to.
But that was before you met me, right?
No, someone before you and someone after you.
Who, Gina?
I don't know.
Do they still work with you?
A few.
Okay. Well, then, I'm going to work with you tomorrow. You're going to point them out to me, all right?
Martin, that is stupid. Come on. It doesn't matter, because what we have is more important than all of that.
You're right. Yeah. I'm acting all crazy. Like I was jealous and all
like
that.
Like you possessive or something like that. You're so crazy. I love you.
I love you, too. Woo. Good night, Gina.
Good night, Daryl. Oh!